don't give a damn if it's 9 a.m. My football team's got me drinking. My football team's got me drinking. My football team's got me drinking. Give me beer or whiskey, wine or gin. Anything to shake this mood I'm in. My football team's got me drinking.
Back at it again for the second time this week. My name is Cody Bradley, and I have in studio with me tonight Robert Russert and Allie Trost, who was only 7 minutes late today.
Only seven. She said it was 10.
Hey, always over promise. Lesson for everyone in life.
Right, so we're all
happy with
and how many
when you're 7 minutes late.
How many stoplights did you run on the way here to get here 7 minutes?
Ran none, because from my work to the studio, I only come in contact with two traffic, and both were green, so
yeah,
lucky day.
There you go.
We're in a good spot here in Mission. You can just, it's like, hop right out there on end of Metcalf, and you're on the interstate, and you can be in downtown in like 2 minutes.
I like
these,
it.
Of it's all true. These events that I have to go to, it's very quick.
It's that exit off of 35, though, that every time I need to make sure I slow down enough, because is pretty sharp.
Yeah.
First time I took it, I was like, oops. I held on for dear life.
The only red that I encountered this evening were the Twizzlers that I just ate, which are my favorite candy. For anyone listening, if you ever want to make me happy, send me Twizzlers.
We're going to get a bushel of
I'm
those
addicted.
Now.
I had a cavity recently. I'm like, it's because I ate too many Twizzlers. I know it.
Was that your first?
No, like my second or third.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't that good of a brusher growing up.
You guys have learned something already. What Allie's favorite candy is.
I got my first
Valuable
age
info.
50, so I'm pretty happy about that.
Okay, quit rubbing cavity? It in my face. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's impressive.
That's because of genes, though. Good enamel, good saliva. That's all it is. It's nothing to do with me.
Man.
I don't even floss.
How do you?
So.
How,
are you talking crap on my teeth over here?
No, I'm just saying that that's a lie.
Attacked?
How could someone make it through childhood without getting a cavity?
I drank a lot of soda and stuff. I have no idea. Just good genes.
Wow.
Okay.
Thanks, Dad.
You're an enigma.
So let's talk about the All-Star game.
Let's
do it.
Ilya and Zusi.
Ilya? Who's Ilya?
That's what they were calling him all night last night.
That's not the first time either. Yeah.
And I'm not even sure. I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt that they were using the at the end, but I'm pretty sure it was just Illy. It was just Illy the whole time.
I think you're right.
But Kuzain also called him Illy. So I'm beginning to doubt myself on
like,
how
I
we're...
feel like Illy's a nickname.
Yeah, that might be the case.
You know, like Ilya is the full name.
Yeah, there's
Ilya
a lot
is the short name. Because there's so much difference between the two.
A little feminine, but yeah. Anyway.
We were getting lazy in our speech here. Yeah,
we are.
The at the end of that is a lot of work to get to the end. So they both got 45 minutes.
Both looked pretty good. Sanchez did. Sorry.
Yeah, he almost.
Ilya.
I thought there was one moment I thought he created a goal. He was all the way up the field and stuck his boot in and poked a ball away and created an opportunity like right there. And somebody, I don't even remember who it was, somebody shanked it.
Yeah, yeah. I remember that moment too. But we were talking before that he is just so relaxed and calm out there. And it's like, it's almost like he's not taking it seriously. Of course he is. We know that. But he's just so smooth and just nonchalant and just, hey, this is what I do.
Everybody else was out there like, ready to put on a show and you know, excited and amped up, and he was just in his own element.
That's what I love about him.
Yeah.
It's that calm confidence that he doesn't change anything about the way he plays, whether it's, you know, an All-Star game or just another, you know, MLS.
It was just routine.
Just like, hey,
he was just in his routine.
I love it.
And every pass he tries to make is a penetrative pass. It's not, let's pass it around the sides. You know, he's trying to penetrate.
Yeah. Which is probably why after, you know, just such a short time at Sporting, he's already on the All-Star roster. So.
Yeah.
I know, and it's cool because he's in such like an unforgiving role.
Yeah.
It's hard to get any claim to
any
fame
love.
in that position.
I know, which is why I'm really glad that he did, because, you know, Zeus, even though I feel like this might be his last, if not one of his last years, getting voted to All-Star, it's coming to an end, I'm sure, for him. But, like, that was a little bit more expected. But Ilya was like, wait, what? That's awesome. So.
And Zusi made a penalty kick.
Yeah.
Contributed.
I was a little surprised because, as Cody was saying, Cody, what happened last time?
As I mentioned? Yeah. Adrian Healy brought up while as he's taking the penalty kick was something along the lines of, oh, he knows what he's doing in penalty kicks because of the, we all remember the 2013 MLS Cup in very different conditions. But also, Zusi missed that penalty kick.
Yes, so. He did. And badly.
Yeah. Sent it way over the bar.
So he knows what he's doing because he's learning from his mistakes.
Right.
Yeah. Hopefully that's what it. He meant.
But that was cool. You said you weren't confident in the penalty kicks. Whenever we took it to penalty kicks, I thought they might steal it.
Yeah, well.
I thought Zach Steffen was going to come up big and have another.
It's a, what's the word I want to say? It's a, what is it? What's the phrase? It's a, I don't know. You're taking your chances.
I don't know.
It's a crapshoot. I really want to. That's what I'm trying to say, a crapshoot.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. But I tell you what, Steffen got his hand on a couple of them.
Yeah, that one almost hit him in the face.
Did it?
Almost hit him in the face, and he didn't save it. But it was just like, it was just a well-taken shot.
A lot of pace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the night before, I guess before, was the homegrown game. Our little brothers also got 45 minutes in that one. Juan Cusain, Juan Kumal. And Jalen Lindsay.
Went for the whole shooting match on the game there, on the name there.
I did. I felt all confident right. going in. Oh, yeah. Jalen started. I didn't watch much of it, but I saw him get a few touches. Ow. They won that game, didn't they?
No, they drew.
Yeah,
1-1.
It was like 1-1.
Yeah. Degrist. But, you know, I would expect Lindsay to play left back come Saturday night.
Yeah. I mean, I don't see like Colton Storm or Seth Sinovic coming in to take that spot anytime soon. At least that's what it's been made pretty
Did
clear.
Did Sinovic play left back in Houston for the Open Cup game? He did, didn't he?
That sounds familiar, yes.
Yeah. So, okay, maybe.
But they lost that game.
Well, yes, they did.
That's true.
Yes, they did.
I don't know. But,
4-2, wasn't it?
Touche.
We know very well that doesn't mean Peter is going to switch things up just because a team... Just because it's a team that they've lost to.
Yeah, well, I'm probably jumping in too early into that, so sorry about that. But.
Yeah, that's very true. But I guess we can get in there. Any final words? What did we miss on All-Star Game, All-Star festivities?
So do we want to talk about, what do we think of the All-Star Game? I mean, it's pointless.
Well, actually, I'm glad you brought that up. I have been on the train for several years now that they're good enough and that they're enough other players that are not getting recognized in this league that they should. And so I was at one point advocating for MLS versus MLS. But I don't know. For some reason, the game last night seemed legit.
See,
it seemed like they can keep doing this maybe for another year or two.
I agree, though. Like, I think an Eastern Conference like All-Star and a Western Conference All-Star, like NBA does, would be incredible.
I know it would.
I think it gets people a little bit more.
That's what they used to do.
Well, and I think also it helps kind of, because I think a lot of people who don't root for MLS, it's because it's like they have this weird thing against like, oh, soccer's like not an American thing. It's like they think that we're like stealing soccer. And so to show the American soccer, East versus West, MLS versus MLS, I think would help kind of keep some of that out maybe for some people. And again, it would get more people voted in All-Star, which is kind of cool.
Yes, that is very true. But they do use this as a showcase for the league. Like, to the world, it's a showcase.
That's true.
I think there is some value to that still.
Yeah.
Well, I think the showcase is in. We're going to get people to watch because it's Juventus.
Yeah.
We're going to get people to watch because it's,
Well,
I know,
but at least for the time being. Like, I think... Yeah. In the future, in like 10, maybe 15 years, when MLS has made a bigger, faster stride in America, then it could be like MLS versus MLS. Like NBA, basketball is a international sport, but they do East versus West. But it's just like how basketball is perceived, I think, in America is a little different, obviously, than,
than
soccer.
And it's still, you know, once you get, they might be, if the world's watching, they might be watching for Juventus, but then... There is reason to be like, impressed at some of the players that you're seeing from the Major League Soccer team.
No doubt.
Can we get those numbers from the broadcast? Do we know, like, international viewership versus...
Man, I bet that was... I bet that did come out today.
Because I'm sure
point.
That's, like... I'm looking
at it. All right. That's an info. I'll look it up.
So what's going to get more people from European clubs that are looking to buy players to watch or pay attention? Or is that something they even pay attention to?
Yeah, that's a good point. The current format would do more than an East versus West, I think.
But here's what I'm very glad about, because I think this is ridiculously stupid as I'm wearing my St. Louis Cardinals hat. The Major League Baseball All-Star Game, the winning team, that team gets the home field advantage in the World Series. To me, that is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense at all, because that's...
One team benefits.
Literally one team benefits. Massive benefit. That's not just like a little, here you go. Here's this like little thing that's like kind of a nice bonus. No, that's like what every team in any league, any game that you play, any sport, that is what you want. You want your, whatever your championship game to be.
Oh, yeah.
You want it on your home field. Like, that is just
exactly.
not fair.
So is that an effort to make the Major League Baseball game more, mean more, get more attention?
Yes. Yeah. It was to get them to care about it and want to play.
Yeah, but like I don't think that they did
a
good job.
Yeah, but you're fighting for one team.
Like, people still aren't like...
Well, it doesn't benefit me.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
I know, and it's always kind of funny because the manager of the World Series, the managers of the World Series teams coach it.
Right.
And so... the next year they're picking players that could help them like specifically win that game to reward someone.
That's a good point.
Yeah, they're trying to stack their bench with a bunch of anyway, that's baseball. We don't need to be on that.
We don't need to talk about that.
Now, our theme of accurate partial information, as Cody's continuing to look this up, I assume
it's the numbers
they're
are
not
in
yet.
Okay. But I swore a couple years ago that actually, contractually, with the Major League Soccer Players Association, there are actually like 24 players who have to be named All-Stars, because then a lot of players have that in their contracts. That if you're named an All-Star, you get you get more pay. Ah. So I think actually, if I remember right, there are more players that are actually technically named All-Stars, but they're not actually on the All-Star team. I may be wrong about that, so that's the partial information. But so somebody out there in cyberland maybe can illuminate
us.
I think that's actually the case.
I've never
heard
that.
And that's for baseball?
So, no, for Major League Soccer, for the Players Association. Okay. So many players have to be named All-Stars, even though so many just get to play in the game.
So
like 24,
you're saying we don't know these other players?
I would think they would release that, but I swore I read something
Who
like that.
Who names them?
Probably, I don't know, the league. I don't know.
But why would I just... Even if they have something built into their contract, why would that mean that they have to be named? It's built into the contract.
Players Association benefit for the players is saying, hey, we have these players that have this benefit in their contract or incentive, so it's unfair to just name 16 or how many ever they named the All-Star game. Let's expand that. Okay, now we must name 24. I think that's the agreement. I really do.
Huh.
With the Players Association.
So does that change year by year? Like, are they guaranteed a certain, like, does it change each year? Like, just because they are named
It depends on each individual player's contract, I'm sure.
Right. So, so then that would change yearly. Like, they don't get, like, a locked-in, like, two-year guarantee.
I wouldn't think so.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, year by year, we'd think, yeah.
All right. Moving on.
I knew you were going to say that. I was about to say it before you did.
What, moving on?
You go, all right, and I was about to go, moving on, but then I didn't.
Great minds think alike.
Yes, I do.
Houston Dynamo, ninth place. Oh, that was bad. Houston Dynamo, ninth place.
Four below the playoff. 4 points below the playoff line.
4 points below the playoff line.
And we're
four above. Yikes.
Yeah,
it's
scary.
Yikes.
Scary.
And it all happened so fast.
Yes, it did.
So fast.
June and July were not
Talk
kind.
About a slippery slope.
Okay, so before we look at Houston,
we
have Sporting has... Sporting has Johnny out, looks to be out, and Roger is still out. And then, of course, Jimmy Madronda, Kyrie.
Yeah, that's tough.
And some guy named Brad Evans?
Brad Evans, who is marked down as an Achilles injury, if anyone didn't know. I just assumed it was like old man next to his name or just nagging
that's
various
mean.
Injuries. But yeah, I'm just
a
I just
collection
didn't know.
Of things.
Yeah, I just mean I didn't know specifically what he has been.
Why even
with,
give a reason anymore?
Anyway.
Yeah. Well, now it's expected. Now it's like, oh.
Yeah.
Like, I would be more surprised to see Brad Evans in the lineup.
And
than...
.. Brad Evans.
But so yeah, so that gives you an idea. Like, we're not going to see Brad soon at all if he's dealing with an Achilles injury. It'll be a minute for him.
Or longer.
Or longer.
So we're going to talk lineup then? Is that what we're going to do?
What do we... Did you guys see anything from training? Anyone? Anyone?
Other than Johnny not warming up with the team.
Johnny running on the
jog
side.
Jog around the sideline.
Did the same thing Tuesday, yep.
So not really looking like he will be ready for this weekend. And, I mean, it would make sense given the injuries that they've seen in the last couple months. It would probably be best to kind of hold off just because... You don't want to risk Johnny Russell, because we need to see playoff Johnny. Like, am I right? Do we not need to see playoff Johnny? We need to keep Johnny healthy for playoffs.
And he's getting rest, so hey.
Yeah,
he's
and we know rested. He doesn't necessarily have, like, the most juice of anyone in the world, because he's done, like, at the 60th minute of every game, so.
Yeah, and he's, like, before he even came over to MLS, he had played an entire season. He hasn't really had much of an
didn't
off
have
time
an off
anyway,
season.
So between that and this injury, you don't want to push it.
Very true.
So who steps in then for Roger? Who steps in for Johnny? Probably easier answer for Johnny, but what do you think in the midfield?
I was going to say easier for Roger.
Oh, you think?
I think it'll be Kuzain.
Yeah. Probably.
I think
not
it'll be...
Johan, huh?
No.
Not a Johan, Felipe, and Ilie setup?
I don't know.
Have
well,
they
see,
done
like,
that?
I...
Have those three played in the midfield together?
No.
I don't think
because Roger has not been a part of it, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, Felipe, his first game, like full game back was, I don't think he's played with Kuz.
And I think Croze subbed for Felipe, didn't he?
Yeah.
If anything, I could almost see Felipe not starting.
So maybe we should.
Why is that?
So maybe we should try to see the
I
two.
I thought he was fine against Houston the other weekend, but overall, I didn't think he looked
ready. FC Dallas, you mean?
Or FC Dallas.
Yeah, it's I'm thinking, Texas teams.
I'm like thinking,
we're playing
I'm looking
Texas
at
Rangers
this upcoming
next
weekend.
Week.
Yeah, I'm like, who? Are we playing San Antonio too? Like, where are they at? But
yeah, Felipe, obviously.
Which it's like, I'm not even trying to be hard on him. Like, the guy just came back from a 3-month injury.
Yeah.
That's fine, but I don't
but
think,
I think
he was
why,
ready to start.
I think I that's guess. Why you have to let him do it now. If he was,
true.
If we thought he was fit last time, let him get him back in the game, get him in a rhythm and. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know this is a little sideline thing, but I thought it was sort of interesting. After the FC Dallas game, he was Felipe was being interviewed, and it was one guy asking dumb questions, but anyway. And he was asking about fatigue. And Felipe was like, don't say tired. Don't say tired. Just say sore. He's like, oh,
you're
is
referring
tired?
To, aren't
is
you
tired
referring to Ben?
Am I, was it Ben? I thought it was Sean. I thought it was Sean.
And the podcast we did after the game.
Yeah.
Thad made fun of Ben.
Did he?
For
I didn't listen. Sorry.
For Felipe's response of like, no, I'm not tired.
Yeah. Okay. Was it him? Okay. I don't know, but I was just so insistent on not tired. Okay. Is that a word that you don't say around Peter Vermees?
Yeah. Well, probably not.
Yeah.
Or he just took offense to it. It was like, I'm just not back in the rhythm yet.
Also, I mean, probably too, coming from a guy who... You know, he's probably been really dedicated in his rehab process to get back. And, like, that whole time, all you're doing is trying to get game fit.
Yeah.
Game fit means not being tired, if anything. Yeah. So you don't want to look like, you know, you've been putting in all this work. And then your first game, your first, like, legit full game back, you're being, like, reported headlines. Felipe Gutierrez, tired.
Like,
what was
the
language
the
thing where he's like, no, that's not the word.
Yeah.
Anyway,
he's like, no, it's sleepy. It's like, not tired, not fatigue. I'm sleepy. I want to go home and go to bed.
But so maybe we should play.
If Thad was here, he would say, isn't that how the injury started in the first place? Anyway.
maybe we should try to see Felipe and Kraze out there together if we haven't yet. Well, at least in the midfield together.
Yeah, I think Ilya and Felipe can handle Roger's job, and, you know, why not?
And then I could see second half, Kuzain coming in for either one of the forwards, push Johan up, or for...
To protect our lead that we have?
Yeah.
Right? Okay, good. There we go.
The lead. Knock on wood.
So up front then with Johnny out, we'll probably be the same people that started last game without Johnny.
Probably.
Which were Shaoli, Jirso, and
Rubio,
yeah.
Yeah. And Peter seemed, after the game, really happy with Jirso. I remember him saying Shaoli, obviously, is like his golden child of the team.
He was kind of invisible, but yeah, Jirso's goal was his best goal of the year for sure.
Oh, hell yeah.
Beautiful.
It was.
Well, and I kind of want to talk about, or just bring that up a touch, because I know there's already a podcast, you know, post last weekend's game, but did you guys feel that they were having some offensive trouble that whole game? I mean, I know they scored in that extra time period, but I know when I talked to Peter after the game, he was like, well, our problem isn't scoring goals, because they did technically, like, it was a 3-2 game. So on paper, it looks a lot closer than it was.
Although
anyone who was, like, watching it, you know, that didn't really seem to be the case the entire time. So, you know, do you think Shaloui's having a hard time connecting with Rubio and Jirso, considering he's not playing with a Shelton or a Russell? Do you think that he was getting set up for better opportunity and with those guys versus...
Well, yeah, yes. I think it'll take time as they
but
get
like,
more used to each other.
I think my thing is, like, are there styles? Like, because the way I see it, I see Jirso, Shaloui, and Rubio. I just think that the way they all play, I don't really see how the three of them playing together could open up opportunity for the other. Like, I felt like with Johnny and Shelton, there was always this overlapping going on between Shaloui and Russell, like, switching sides of the field. Shelton obviously had his role holding up in the central, like, forward position, which was creating a lot of chances for Shaloui, Johnny, Zusi getting up more. I feel like...
Rubio does, like, look to create for everyone else. I just thought in that game he was turning the wrong way.
He was turning the wrong way every time.
Yeah.
And then it's like he was turning... Instead of, like, turning out and then looking for Shaloui, he was, like, turning into where Shaloui was running and also the player, because Shaloui would be running behind the player or getting into through the space where the player was at.
But we can see that, like, way better from where we're sitting up in the press box.
That's true.
It's definitely, you know, more difficult down on the field there. But I just think it was I think that they will. He does look to create for them, and he likes the back heel in the box to someone. Now, that'll come off one of these times. I think they just need to get more on the same page.
Yeah.
We'll go back to what seems to be our last win, the 3-2 comeback against Houston at home.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't it Shaoli and Rubio who were a big part of the last two goals?
Shelton, yeah. All three of those guys.
Yeah. So.
You know, Rubio, our... the extra minute, minute finisher.
Yes, very true. Okay, Houston. Let's discuss Houston.
Let's do it. That Ellis guy, he's good.
Yes.
Yes, he's very good.
He also got 45 minutes in the All-Star game last night.
Yes.
Wednesday night.
Which is only a benefit for us, I would think.
Yeah, I'm not too worried about the 45 minutes for any of the players.
Yeah, it's not that big, but... But he just terrorized us last time we played them in the Open Cup game. He was just a menace down that right side.
Yes, he's very good. And then they are missing in the midfield. We looked at his name and then I lost it.
Yeah, Juan David Cabeza, something like that.
Where's my Cabezas? Injury report? I've lost it.
Holding midfielder. Matt Doyle, everybody's favorite, says that they have a pretty big hole without him in that holding midfield, and they're susceptible there. So maybe we can exploit that somehow. Maybe that would be a Kraze Felipe thing that would be good. Maybe.
Any team losing a starting holding midfielder is always going to be a good sign.
Right.
Even if you don't know their name.
Exactly, yeah.
Because like we said, it's just an unforgiving position.
You don't get a lot of love, but you do a lot.
But their what's their record in the last four or five games? Not too sterling, is it?
Is their form.
Yeah, their form is not very good
win,
right now.
Win, draw, loss. Or say it. Sorry, I did that backwards. Loss, draw, win.
Okay, so a little better than ours,
yeah,
of course.
I was just
but
say.
Everyone's is better than Sporting.
Well, that was before the Portland games. They lost that one, so.
Okay. Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah. Loss, draw, win, draw.
Okay.
And still better than
and it's
Sporting.
Still better.
Yeah, but not by much.
Okay. So what's a – should we be worried about Albert Ellis against our center backs who are –
Well, I don't know if it's so much our center backs. I think it's more of our wide guys.
Well, Ike is a little suspect at the moment.
Yeah.
That one, as much as it hurts me to say, we can't deny that.
Ike is such a nice guy.
I know, but you can't deny that.
Well, and I mean, it's not that Ike...
We're sporting, we're Homer enough on this show. Like, we have to say something bad every now and then.
I agree with you.
Well, and again, when I talked to Peter after the game and we were, you know, talking about Barrios getting that hat trick and just kind of... Because really, Barrios was giving Opara a hell of a lot of trouble back there.
Mm-hmm.
Given that the kid is my height and Ike is, what, 6'2"?
Right.
Maybe in some change. And he was just saying, like, so that first goal was just kind of like a routine. Should have been a header back to Melia. Just kind
shouldn't
of
let it bounce.
Should have been a routine clearance. That happens. And then the second goal, Melia, you can't really blame him because I do think coming out was the right thing. He gets nutmegged. That was unfortunate. And then that third one was what, you know, that... weird bounce or whatever against Dallas. So it's like all three goals though were in a sense the defense's fault. The breakdown,
you
although
know,
it may have happened higher up.
You know, you were too cool to come do the podcast after the game.
I know, but
so
I want to talk
you
about
can't do it now
okay.
because you were too cool for it.
I wasn't too cool. I was tired. Okay, I'm
But yes, good analysis.
Up.
Very true.
I'm
except,
just saying,
except I did that it looked very bad on Melia, that goal.
It did.
But yeah, that's just kind of unfortunate.
But I guess what I was getting at was that it was the defense's fault.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
If there are, which it seems to be that there are holes, which needs to, as Peter said, they need to kind of like lock it up in that back four. But I think that's our biggest, that's our Brad Evans Achilles
yeah.
heel.
I mean,
right
what
now.
An Ellis does is he causes such chaos out on that wing that he pulls those center backs out.
Yeah.
You know, into position and leaves space behind them or whatever. So that's what we need to be wary of. And I'm sure it was a topic this week in training.
Well, do we think that Lindsay would be ready to take on like someone like that on
yes.
the wing?
Yes. Last time we faced Houston, Sestanovic was in there.
Right.
But as Ali pointed out, they lost that game.
4-2.
So I'm inclined to think Jalen is he's the hot hand at the moment and
yeah.
was like the only player that looked legit last
so
week.
Good.
So
and Busio, like will Busio
and
get
Busio
minutes again?
Too, yeah.
You know, getting back to what Peter said, he regretted not
yeah,
having him in earlier.
He said that in the post game. So yeah, I would love it if Busio would steal 15 minutes of every game.
Oh yeah,
you know that I'm all for that.
I want Busio's first MLS goal to be assisted by Jalen Lindsay, and like that is all I want.
They kind of had one.
They almost had one
yeah,
against Dallas.
Yeah, Jalen crossed it in for him.
Yep, and then it.
Yeah.
He got a head on it, but.
Yeah, that'll be great if that ever happens.
All right, so
I'm like smiling so big.
To me, Houston is like the team that I almost hate the most. Cody.
Yeah, Houston's number two. RSL for me.
RSL.
Well, we've just seen
okay.
Houston too much this year.
Yeah.
RSL or Seattle.
In the playoff history with Houston, they just piss me off.
They really do, and it's always just so, it's like, ugh, Houston, they're not even good.
I mean,
just
they're
like,
4 points below the playoff line. But
I know.
They seem to be our bugaboo team.
It's like the one, it seems like Sporting has all these different rivalries and all these games to get up for, and it's like the Houston one's like, all right, we're done with Houston. They're like just little brother at this point, right? Like we're
pesky.
It's like K-State to KU, isn't it? Like, yeah. But then every game, it's still, they just piss you off every time. It gets scrappy, something, I know, every game.
Cody encapsulated exactly how I feel.
Yeah.
So, Cody, since you went to Missouri State, would that be like Missouri State to Mizzou? Since we're competitors with our in-state.
Yeah, except, let's, you want to get into this? Let's get into that. Because They can't be a little brother because Mizzou is too afraid to play little brother in basketball, and because they have nothing to gain from playing that game. It's like, and that actually is the same thing as KU and MU now at this point. KU has nothing to gain by ever playing a real game against Mizzou.
Bill Self's a coward.
No, it's
it's different because everyone knows that the Mizzou KU border wars. Bringing it back, one, it brings in so much freaking revenue. It doesn't matter who you are, how long you've been a Mizzou fan. If you're a Mizzou fan, whether you've been a Mizzou fan for 5 years or you've been a Mizzou fan since the day you were born, everyone knows about the rivalry between Mizzou and KU, and it brings in so much money. It does a ton of good stuff whenever they do a charity game. And Bill Self's like, no, we're scared of Michael Porter Jr.,
which doesn't count anymore. For the record, when I was at Missouri State, at least one of those years, they had a better basketball team than Mizzou. So, not little brother all the way. And also,
stepbrother.
Also, I think at one point they approached or even passed Mizzou in the amount of undergrad. Like, there were literally more students at Missouri State, I think, at one point.
When?
Missouri State has a long history in my family, so.
Yeah. Back when it was.
That's where my mom went. Back when it was Southwest.
Back when it was SMS. That's where my sister went.
Yeah.
My brother. My niece just graduated.
Nice.
Spring Vegas.
Many friends.
I miss Spring Vegas.
My mom and my aunt both went there, but my dad's the only one.
It's a great party town.
I have some cousins who went there. I actually have more family that went to Missouri State than I do Mizzou.
Where are my Bears at? Comment on this post.
Where are my Tigers?
I want to know if I got
who
any,
wins,
any
Tigers
bears
or Bears
out there.
In a fight.
Oh my.
In the wild.
Ooh, that would be that would be fun. I like that. Okay, anything else? Houston v. SKC?
That's another. We need 3 points. Yes. Of course, I said that last week. It didn't happen, but we need 3 points.
Yeah, well, last week we said it was kind of a must win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess that means this is too.
Any game from here on out is kind of a must win, I feel like.
Yeah, they could. So, yeah, they could. At the end of this weekend, they could be 1 point. They could be 1 point above the red line.
Oh, we're still above the red line. Okay, well that's positive.
Barely hanging on.
Yeah, yeah. Vancouver can jump to 32 with a win. Yikes! But it's still over the line, even with this horrible stretch.
And you know, are we going to get into this? I see it's on your agenda. Okay, yes, it is. Okay. All right.
Yeah, the final thing I missed the opportunity to segue. We were talking about the poor defense. Rumor, report. The Sporting Kansas City is, quote, to sign. And it was confirmed that we have made an offer? Is that, did they confirm they were pursuing or that they made an offer? The club confirmed that they're pursuing center back Andreu Fontas. Fontas. Has anyone heard that
name? Another Barcelona product?
Has anyone heard that name pronounced out loud yet?
No, I have
Fontas,
not.
Fontas, don't you want that? Fontas. That's what it's called. Like the Fantic or Fontas.
Didn't know about that one, Allie.
Okay, nice, well, that was good.
Cool. She is an encyclopedia over there.
I work in advertising.
You don't know Fanta?
Fantas, don't you want? Like, you never seen that commercial?
I know Fanta as a soda.
Commercials.
Yeah, no, that's a commercial.
Oh,
that's
okay.
That's what we're talking about here.
I don't know the commercial. I'm sorry.
Fanta's good.
Okay. Yes, it is.
Andreu Fontas. Fontas.
Don't you want to
stop it.
Was he 28?
So, yes, he's supposed to be the replacement for Emiliano. 28-year-old, Barcelona B, former Barcelona B, was with the first team, Barcelona, when they were winning all of that. I assume he was on the bench, but he was on first team.
Well, we certainly need some center back depth.
Yes, they do.
Yes. But is this going to be the only addition in this window?
And well, they only have a week to do this one.
Yeah, because the window closes the 8th. Today's the 2nd. Yeah,
and we haven't heard much of anything on the striker front.
I don't see it happening.
I don't either, unfortunately.
And I honestly don't think it's the need. Like, I think the center back is way more of a need than
they're both needed. They're both needed.
Yes, they are.
I mean,
some midfield depth would be nice too, but
every time I ever, as optimistic as I am, every time I ever reach the point where I'm just like, screw it, I give up, I'm angry, whatever, then they make me sound stupid. So maybe Rubio will put up a brace this weekend, but they need a striker. Someone that just...
Everyone's looking at me.
Someone that just has the ability to...
There's only three of us in here, so...
And I know Felipe being in the lineup, I mean, the last game wasn't an example of it, but he alleviated a lot of the feeling that we needed a striker. And so that he is someone that's in the lineup that I think is lethal, that if given a chance will put the ball away.
Yeah.
Agreed.
But they need another one of those players.
Well, yeah. I just think it's unfortunate when Felipe went out, because if he was able to kind of like keep riding that hot streak that he was on, he was in like great shape, he was playing really well, connecting with the players, was a leading goal scorer in like the first, what, 2-3 months, and then goes down with an injury. Keep that up, it's like, okay, he was scoring, then Johnny was scoring, Shallowy was scoring. It was like, between those three, it was like, things were looking really good, and then he was injured, and then it's like, other injuries, and
yeah, it's
weird,
I'm not,
things.
It's definitely, I have not forgotten the run, like, yes, there was that run, and we were even, you and I were even on the boat that they don't need to sign a striker even without Felipe, even when Felipe wasn't playing. And so I'm not saying the task at hand will be impossible without a striker.
Yeah.
But
it would.
Man. They
but
like,
it's like, we know Peter Vermees. Peter Vermees isn't going to take a 2-month bad stretch of games and act by.
Yeah, he's not
actually, right?
He's not going to make a financial risk because of, you know.
And I don't think he's
going to
look
games.
At. Yeah, exactly. I don't think he. Because I don't think he's like, honestly, that worried. I think he's mad, obviously, like the guy always wants to win and he has really high expectations, but I don't think that he would look at this last month and be like, we need a striker and we're gonna buy one and just say F it and like do it.
Well, what we
well,
need,
hopefully he does know that they need a striker, hopefully he does have that in his head, but yes, I agree,
but like
with
maybe for
else.
Next season and not
yeah.
The striker we need is, like I was saying with Ellisware, we need something that has gravitational pull. Because we play so much to the width, we need somebody that attracts attention. And I'm going to go pro Shelton here. He did that because he held up the ball well, battled well. But Rubio doesn't do that. Shallowy doesn't do that when he's center forward. Hasn't yet, anyway.
Yeah.
I like just need somebody to have that gravitational pull and attract attention, defenders, and open it up for everybody else.
I like how you reluctantly...
Yeah, well,
went pro Shelton,
but it's like,
and you had to announce it,
and I totally get it though, because it's like that one thing that he did was so good for like so many other people on the field,
yeah,
and it was also kind of that like Elie situations, like in a way, Shelton was playing this like unforgiving role or rewarding role
because
of the kind of the way that he played, and he wasn't doing that and then scoring goals, he was doing that but opening up the field for other people, and like you said, it's like. Rubio just doesn't seem to be able to do that. Shallowy, I don't think has like one. I don't think he like has the amount of like
bulk
or like the physical nature that like Shelton, like his presence brings. And Shallowy's also said plenty of times like he prefers to play out on the wing. Like he can, he's shown that he can play in that central forward role, but his preference and I think his threat comes out on the wing.
We've said this many times about Shallowy and his lack of his man muscles.
But they'll like, come.
I was
going
to say
come,
that,
but his boy is Cristiano Ronaldo. Like if that's your guy, dude, get in the gym.
Hey, you said last
creatine.
Game
Where's that
against
creatine?
Dallas, he's looking stronger. He's getting there.
I think you misunderstood me. I think I was saying the opposite. I think I was disappointed that he's still. I was like,
no,
why?
You literally said he looks strong. Yes, you did. You're lying.
Oh, I think I was like, why is he still? I was asking the question like, he's. We've been saying this for a long time, and he still doesn't look any bigger.
Okay, well, he just turned what, 22?
Well, get in there and bulk up. Look like your boy Cristiano. He's not short; like he's tall. If he was all of a sudden big and bulky, then he could be a scary person running around out there.
Yeah, he has a long way to go.
Yes. Yeah.
So if that forward is not on our roster at the moment, Shelton injured, I think we do need a forward in this window.
Chad Smith is somewhere screaming that Rubio is going to be that guy.
Mm.
Mm.
But
I'm all for giving him a chance.
We're
but
skeptical here in the studio, yeah. Chad.
Yeah. Bring him in with like 2 minutes left. Sure.
Heck yeah. Yeah, give him the last 15 of a game. And
that's when we see, that's when he brings the magic, is in the final minutes.
Anything to shake, that's what I'm in. My tank's got me drinking. The other side don't seem so tall. Has just been sent off. Some point of strong have all gone soft. My foot fatigue's got me drinking. My foot fatigue's got me drinking. My foot fatigue's got me drinking. Give me beer or whiskey, wine or gin. Anything to shake, that's what I'm in. My foot fatigue's got me drinking. My foot fatigue's got me drinking. My foot fatigue's got me drinking.